Purple Rain, the album, is anything but. It's not average. It's extraordinary. It's fucking amazing. It's awesome. It's everything that you want 80s music to be. It really is. It's so good. It's hard to deny the brilliance, the influence, and importance of this album. For me, it's easily one of the 80s best albums and one of the greatest albums ever recorded, and I mean that genuinely. Welcome to Pop Culture Reflections, the podcast about all things pop culture from the 80s, the 90s, and beyond, and a proud member of the U-Run Podcast Network and urunpodcast.com. Go check out the site. You can find all the episodes for this show and all the great shows on the network as well. Here we go. We are back. People, I fucking missed you. I really, really did. And been real busy lately, as we all can be with work and life and trying to do this podcast. But here we go today. And I'm gonna start with an episode based on a piece of pop culture that is celebrating an anniversary this year. And there's a lot of great content, pop culture content that is celebrating anniversaries this year. And I have a bunch of them on the docket to be covered, so it should be a lot of fun. Before I jump into today's category, I got to talk about some current events in my life, starting with the fact that I have mentioned on previous episodes that I want to watch the movie Evil Dead Rise. I've heard a lot of great things about it. So I recently picked up Evil Dead Rise on Blu-ray for a relatively low price. And I also picked up the Evil Dead remake or reboot or sequel, depending on whose perspective you get. But I got that as well, and I watched that one first. I figured I might as well watch that before I watch Evil Dead Rise. And I like the movie. I think it, at least if nothing else, met my expectations. I really liked the character of Mia, portrayed by Jane Levy. I liked the tone, and I liked all the nods to the original film. I love that they paid homage to the removal of Mia's hand, much like that of Ash in previous installments, and then also even attaching the chainsaw to her stump, like Ash as well. And I also like most of the characters in the film, with maybe the exception of David. I did not like his character, and I thought his performance didn't quite work well with the rest of the movie. I don't want to shit on the guy, but I thought it was a lackluster performance at best. But all in all, I liked the movie. I really did. And recently, I have had the privilege of seeing an artist, a recording artist, a musician live for the first time. And that was Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. I was blown away by how good they were as a live act. Isbell is a great guitarist, exceptional. The band sounded amazing. And I think hearing him live, I realized how good of a vocalist Jason Isbell is. It seems like a lot of singers and musicians in that subgenre of alt country, alternative, Americana, if you will. I think too often they get overlooked for their vocal quality, and he is definitely a great vocalist. And a big takeaway was how great the fan interaction and engagement was at the show. People singing along to the songs. It was just absolutely amazing. So if you ever have the opportunity to see Jason Isbell live, I would highly recommend it. All right. So We're going to talk today about a topic that is celebrating its 40th anniversary in 2024. That's right. This movie and soundtrack and album was released 40 years ago this year. Fuck, do I feel old, right? I'm talking about Purple Rain from Prince, the movie and the album. And I'm going to go through some of the production notes and some of the financials, if you will, and then I'm going to give you some of my takes on it as well. So I'm going to do each thing independently, even though the movie and the album slash soundtrack are obviously very well integrated and could almost be looked as one in the same. I don't think they're viewed that way, and they certainly aren't by me, so I'm going to cover them independently. And I'm going to start with the film. It was released on July 27th, 1984, directed by Albert Magnoli, which, by the way, I have no fucking clue when I read that name who he was. I had no idea whatsoever. I'm a film lover, a movie enthusiast. I am all those things. And a lot of times, when it comes to the directors, I know the names. I know some of their filmography. Because when I started getting into movies 25, 30 years ago, you know, when I saw something really good, I wanted to seek out what that filmmaker had to offer, what more they did. And this fucking guy, I had no idea. So I looked into it, and some things I was kind of surprised to see that he did. He directed the late 80s action comedy Tango and Cash, which was a movie that starred Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell, which was an interesting pair. He also did a movie called Street Night, which I had no clue what that was, Dark Planet, and he even did one episode of Nash Bridges, which was a mid-90s dramedy, police dramedy that starred Don Johnson and Cheech Marin. Want to talk about an interesting duo, right? That's some good shit. I'm aware of the show, never really watched any episodes. All right, so the movie Purple Rain stars Prince, who plays the kid. And Prince in this movie and is in all his mysterious and musical glory and, quite frankly, not so great acting. And then we have Apollonia Cotero, American actress, singer, and former model, plays the character of the same name. And then we had Morris Day plays Morris, who is the kid's rival musician and arch nemesis in many ways. The movie made an astounding $70.3 million on a $7.2 million budget, which obviously is quite impressive. This movie currently is rated 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb and has a 3.4 out of 5 rating on Letterboxd. It won the Academy Award for Best Original Score, which does not surprise me with the quality of music in this film. I gotta say, so I have only seen this movie in its entirety one time, I believe. I have seen it in pieces subsequently throughout the years, but even that's been a while. And I watched this during a time when musical films, some of them biopics, some of them not, they were big. And my mom loved this subgenre of film. Loved it. I mean, she was a big music fan, and it seemed like any movie that was related to a recording artist or a musician, she was all about. So she had me watch this and La Bamba and The Rose and that classic fictional tale of a band in Eddie and the Cruisers. And for the most part, I had a lot of fun as a kid watching these, and the music was always the big component that I liked so much. And I remember Purple Rain for the live music performances and the songs. That was all great, okay? When I look back on the movie, though, in hindsight, and if I watch clips, I gotta say, when it comes to Prince, and his character in this movie, he's such an enigma, right? Such an enigma. It's like he's not relatable in any way. That's the negative side of things, right? Even as a young child, I could distinguish the fact that a guy like Prince and his character of the kid was not relatable like characters or like real people portrayed in movies like Richie Valens, for example, who seems so approachable and likable and down to earth. And the kid and Prince are none of those things, right? The movie, to me, is very formulaic. It is quite ordinary and even pedestrian in a way. I feel like this movie has not aged well. And it doesn't hold up. It's nothing special. It's not this pillar of musical films. It really isn't. It just kind of blends into all the rest of them and is on the lower scale of quality, if you ask me. La Bamba's a much better film. It's just the way it is. The performances to me seem completely unmotivated. Maybe I'm fucking wrong. That's the way I take it. Just seems like these characters either don't know what they want to do or what direction they're going, or they just don't give a fuck. It could be either one, it could be both. I don't know. Even the story of the abusive father, which at times can be sort of effective, most of the time it seems like plot filler. Or maybe simply a writing crutch to try to add tension or provide sympathy for the character of the kid. I don't know. The music, however, okay, that was and is phenomenal. Absolutely terrific. Now, Prince, he seems to me like he's trying too hard to be elusive, which, listen, that works as a superstar musician, but not as the main protagonist of a film. I mean, I want a hero. A character that I can believe in, a character that I can root for, and I have a hard time doing that with this character. It's like I just don't know what I'm supposed to think of him. This is probably a weird comparison, but it almost reminds me of Edward Scissorhands. Now, you watch both films or both characters and tell me that you don't see the connection. Okay? We're supposed to sympathize with the kid, like I said earlier, and maybe relate to him. But instead, me, I feel like he's mocking us through, behind his smirk. That's just my opinion, people. The musical numbers are great. They really are. The look is interesting, albeit a little dated, but it looks pretty cool. Now, this movie on Rotten Tomatoes has a 72% critic rating, which is pretty crazy to me, and a 78% audience rating. I want to quote something from a review from the SBS Australian site. The quote goes, "The film is a love letter to collaboration, to passion, and to the power of music. This is Prince's legacy, brought to life nowhere more memorably than in Purple Rain." End of quote. I agree 100% with this quote. I do. And if this film was instead a documentary on the making of this album and real live tour footage, I think it'd be one of the great music docs of the time. But as a fictional film, for me, it doesn't click. I appreciate it as a musical film and the look and feel, but I think the story is forced and the characters are uninteresting. That's my big takeaway. That's my, in a nutshell, take on this movie. The characters and the story to me are uninteresting. The music is great. That's the best part of this movie, hands down. And for that alone, I would say sure, it's a good view for that. As far as the movie, my rating, the best I can go would be a 2.5 out of 5, right in the middle. It's average. This is an average musical, rock musical film, okay? Average at best. And that's all I got to say about that. Now, I've said all that about the movie. I have a completely alternative take on the album, the soundtrack to this movie. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But first, we're going to take a quick break when you learn a little bit more about a great member of the You Run Podcast Network.
Hey fam, Newman here from Movies for Days, your non-pretentious easy access movie chat podcast and weekly deep dive into any film from any genre, from any decade with anybody's guess as to how we chose that movie that week. Proud member of the You Run Podcast Network. Check us out where all great podcasts can be heard. And on Twitter at Movies Days. Movies is spelled regular. Days is spelled with a Z.
Purple Rain, the album, the soundtrack, released June 25th, 1984. It's the sixth studio album, four prints, and soundtrack for the film, released by Warner Brothers Records. In the United States, Purple Rain debuted at number 11 on the Billboard 200. The week of July 14th, 1984. After 4 weeks on the chart, it reached number one on August 4th. The album spent 24 consecutive weeks at number one on the Billboard 200 from August 4th through January 18th, 1985, and more than 32 weeks in the top 10, becoming one of the most successful soundtracks ever. Prince also joined Elvis Presley and the Beatles in being the only artist to have the number one album, single, and film in the U.S. at all at the same time. It traded the number one position on the charts with Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA twice during 1984 and 85. Purple Rain was present on Billboard 200 for 122 weeks after the advent of the Nielsen SoundScan era in 91. The album sold a further 3 million copies. By 1996, the album had sold 13 million copies in the U.S., making it certified 13 times platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. By 1988, Purple Rain had sold 17 million copies worldwide, making it one of the most successful albums of the 1980s. Its sales, as of 2008, stood at over 25 million copies worldwide. Purple Rain is regularly ranked among the greatest albums of all time. Rolling Stone ranked the album number 8 on its 2020 list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. It was inducted in the Grammy Hall of Fame and added to the Library of Congress National Recording Registry list of sound recordings that are culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. Whew. That's right. This album is and was immensely successful, very revolutionary, very influential. And for all the criticisms and all the negative things I could say about the movie, and I think really my biggest complaint about the movie is it's just so fucking ordinary. It's just so average. Well, people, Purple Rain, the album, is anything but. It's not average. It's extraordinary. It's fucking amazing. It's awesome. It's everything that you want 80s music to be. It really is. It's so good. It's hard to deny the brilliance, the influence, and importance of this album. For me, it's easily one of the 80s best albums and one of the greatest albums ever recorded, and I mean that genuinely. I'm not a fan of the film, but I am a huge supporter of this album. And that's why I consider Purple Rain to be an album and not a soundtrack. And I know it qualifies as a soundtrack, okay? I know that. And in that measure, it's got to be an argument for the greatest soundtrack ever recorded. It has to be. It just has to be. Now, an interesting note for me personally, this album was one of the first albums that I purchased on vinyl in the early 2000s when vinyl started regaining its presence and relevance. That's how much I loved this album. That's the big takeaway for me, because look at that. Look at what this experience in this movie did for me. It gave me this music that stuck with me my entire life. And that's what my mom provided me by having me watch this movie. I don't care about the movie. I barely remember hardly anything about it. All I remember is the music and the live performances, which were amazing. Okay? I may have poked fun at Prince as a film actor, and I think it's justified because people, he's just not good. But there is no debate that he is one of the most talented musicians and songwriters in music history. The amount of instruments that he could play and play well is almost unheard of in popular music. And like I said, it's that music that is what has stuck with me since my childhood, my initial viewing of the film. The songs have lived on and they still sound fresh, energetic, and exquisite to this day. The album is lush with great music. And having said that, my top five favorite tracks from Purple Rain: Let's Go Crazy, Take Me With You, When Doves Cry, I Would Die For You, and of course the title track and the amazing ballad that is Purple Rain. And speaking of Purple Rain, that final performance of this song at the end of the film was one of the great moments that I will always remember fondly. I love this ballad from that point forward. So, again, as I said before, I don't care about the film. I don't care about the performances, the story. It's all average, but the musical performances were so great. Now, I don't typically rank albums the way I would films, but this album I give a 5 out of 5 stars easily. It is a masterpiece. It is as good as any 80s album out there. I would say it rivals anything released during that decade, and it rivals pretty much anything released since then. That's what I can say about Purple Rain. So, I would love to know what other people think about this album and this film. I posted something on X asking what others what others thought about the movie and the album, and I didn't get much response. So I wonder where Purple Rain fits in with 80s pop culture. And not just that, but in pop culture and in popular music and film overall. I don't know. I think that the album definitely has its critical acclaim. It's regarded as one of the greats, but I wonder how well it has stood the test of time. And I can't really put any type of, measurement to that. I can't really tell. When I talk to friends, when I talk to coworkers, when I mention Purple Rain, it seems like there's not a lot of dialogue there. And I don't know why that is, but what I would say is, any of you that either haven't listened to this in a while or maybe just know the tracks you've heard on the radio, do yourself a favor. Download this album. Pick it up if you can find it somewhere, if you want to spend a couple bucks. Listen to it from cover to cover. Every track, both sides. Listen to it all. It is great music. It really is. That's what I'll tell you. The movie, take it or leave it. If you want to watch it on its 40th anniversary, go right ahead. I'd love to know what you think of it. I can tell you, this guy's probably not going to do that. I don't really have much of any interest in rewatching it. Maybe I would hop on YouTube and maybe rewatch that final performance of Purple Rain, because that's a great moment. So, as I said before, this was a topic on something that's celebrating an anniversary here in 2024. And like I said, I looked, there's a lot of great shit coming up that's celebrating 25, 30, 40 year anniversary. So there's going to be some good shit to talk about. And I would love to hear what you guys think. You can email the show at popreflectionspod@gmail.com. You can follow me and chat with me on X. You can find me there at popcultrefpod. You can also follow us on Instagram at popculturereflectionspodcast. Would love to hear what you got to say about it. Okay. Please, if you like this episode and any of the previous episode, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple Podcast. It would help tremendously for this podcast to get out to more listeners. All right. I've spoken enough about this. I appreciate all of you. I look forward to some upcoming episodes, and please take care of yourselves.